Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be with you again. Welcome to the place to get everything you need to have the cleaning company you've always wanted, the cleaning company that you deserve. If you want to be a guest on the show, like my new friend Mike Ofrius, if you've got questions or if you want me to speak at your next event, all that crap goes through our producer, Natalie, at Nat, N-A-T, at growmycleaningcompany.com. Or, of course, you can just give us a call. We can talk to a real-life human at 480-648-5149. Do it now. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, I've already been having a good time with our next guest, Mike from Suffolk Cleaning. This guy has been serving the Huntington, New York area with commercial cleaning services for 13 years. If you want to reach out to Mike and his team, you get a hold of them at suffolk cleaning.com. Mike, welcome to Cleaning Nation.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. How you doing?
Good to hear from you, my friend. And let's just jump in, man. How'd you discover Cleaning Nation? Talk us through that.
I think we hooked up on LinkedIn, and then I got an email from you, and I just was totally confused about the format of what went on, and then I just started stalking you out and listening to your podcast and realizing how awesome they are, and just wanted to be a part of it.
Beautiful, man. So glad that you were here. Natalie does all the hookups with the booking of guests. So somehow you hooked up with her. How about the cleaning business, my friend? You've been in 13 years. Is that something you came out of the womb going, I'm going to be in the cleaning business? Or what's your background, brother?
No. I was actually in a family business at the time for years and years, and it was great business, but I was looking to, just start something up on my own. And it's kind of weird. I was actually dating someone who was cleaning an office building in the Hop Hog area, and she was making like $500 a week for like 2 hours a night, worth of work. And I'm like, this is pretty good. So I just started, I started a business, started knocking on doors. I love to sell. So I was, I just started selling it and, got some little cards and some little stuff and grew and started getting accounts, got people, got, the office, just grew from there.
So you said it a lot nicer, but what I heard was the girl was out, but the cleaning business stuck.
Yeah, man, that's a definite. Yeah, that's definitely a season that gained from that one aspect of my life.
So you got to be careful nowadays because, who knows, a year from now, she's going to show up with a lawyer and be like, I own 32% of that. We were dating. That was my idea.
No.
And you're in New York, you might lose that. Who knows?
Yeah, so forget about it.
All right, well, it's so funny. I probably asked that question, gosh, coming up on 100 times on this podcast, and I've yet to get the same answer. There are always some wacky, weird, no one's like, oh, I went to Harvard, and that was, I was in cleaning specialties, and here I am. It was always like, well, I had this guy who did this thing, and we turned around, and here we are, and the weirder the story, usually the more successful the guy. All right, so that said, yeah, so you've got a weird story, so you must be crushing it, my friend.
I'm trying, man. I'm hustling,
Well, I just love that vibe of, those are probably my favorite owners that are just like, you know what? I started out, I didn't know nothing from nothing, but I work hard. I'm kind of good at sales. People seem to like me. I just hustled, and now here I am. I got a legitimate operation, and, I want to take it to the next level. Those are probably my favorite human beings to hang out with. So this is going to be a fun show, brother.
Thanks, man. Awesome.
All right. Well, enough yapping about that. Let me do you some service. What's going on in your world that I can help you with?
Okay. So basically, I'm at a point right now where I'm looking to, seize opportunities in other states. I mean, right now we're servicing, New York, but not really the entire New York. Where I'm on Long Island. So we go from, say, the Hamptons to, Brooklyn, you know, it's basically four counties. And I don't go any further out from there because, you know, I have an office staff, but it's not something that I can really utilize to get out past there. I need, you know, salespeople and customer service representatives, stuff like that. So what I want to do is I want to figure out what I need to provide, what I need to do within my business right now in order to take the steps to provide services, say in New Jersey, Connecticut, without actually destroying what I've created in this area. And, you know, and just grow from that point, really growth and then infrastructure to grow, how to create, or what's the basics, like the, not really everything, but like the blueprint, like, you know, what I need, how many salesmen, what I need, you know, to get people as a partners, which I don't want to do at all. Would I need to set up a satellite office? You know, is it really necessary? I mean, I have like basics of what I want, but every time I go to do it, you know, I know how to do this. I have my own model of how I create business. And I think I'm pretty good. I always want help because who the hell doesn't want help? But I'm looking to see what I need to take the steps to do it properly and without failure of what I have existing.
Okay, cool. So A, I'm going to answer your question either way, but I think I'd be remiss if I just started blabbering on the mouth about, okay, here's how to make that transition. So let's talk a little bit about, as much for your benefit as for Cleaning Nation's benefit, but let's talk a little bit about the why behind the what. So I hear you saying, hey, I think there's opportunity outside of my trade area, which sounds like right now might be 20, 30 miles from kind of your home office.
No, I mean, we go, you know, the Hamptons are, you know, about 50 miles out. Brooklyn's about 50 miles out, you know, north and south of Long Island. So, I mean, it's a little further, but roughly, I mean, if you want to say.
Okay, so yeah, already you've got a pretty big trade area and you're like, I want to go either interstate or expand that circle from 50 miles to maybe 100 or even a couple hundred miles. Is that, am I understanding or am I misquoting you?
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
Cool. So the first thing is, and this is such a buzzkill, I hate doing this on a podcast, but I'd rather give good coaching, have y'all hate me than, you know, just spout off all the time.
Just make me feel sad. Just do it.
Here comes the kick to the cojones, my friend.
So I'm waiting for it.
Brace yourself. I invite guests onto the show and they just abuse them. What a horrible human being. So from other places too, not just even locally, all over the world, people come to get my abuse. Ridiculous. So what? So tell me the why. What's the ultimate goal? And if you don't know, that's okay. I promise I won't beat you up any past that. So why? What's the ultimate goal for the business? 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when it's done, you can point it and go, "That's the beast that I've been looking to build this whole dang time." What's it look like?
Okay. Why? It's a good question. I guess because I see opportunities like. Like, let's take a certain type of a customer, for example. I love multi-location customers. So, you know, like, let's say urgent care is really big right now. You know, you have a lot of them that are, you know, not just in New York, not just in the city, but they branch off. You know, a lot of them are close to, you know, the tri-state area. So right now, let's say I was going after a certain particular urgent care place. You know, they might, you could do all my locations Long Island. Oh, you can't go to Jersey. You can't go to Connecticut. You can't go to you know, up to Boston. You know, I'm sorry. You know, something like that. I want to be able to target a customer like that and be able to service them completely and really attain that business so that I can grow. I mean, you know, really just growth. And that's what I'm looking to do.
So real quick, I just want to jump in because it's such a key point. I don't want to miss over it. So many people have that mindset. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying we need to look a little deeper of, I just want to grow my top line. And it's funny because it's not like a lot of people, if they're not $1 million, that's the whole, if I just get to $1 million deal. I've been to $1 million. It feels very, very not that much different than 500,000 or 3 million, just more people around. That said, there's always, I just got to get bigger, just got to get bigger. But it doesn't fit into I really want to make X amount of money because I want this kind of lifestyle, this kind of financial security, this kind of giving. I want this kind of time off. So they just always get bigger. And the problem is they're doing 100,000. They want to do a quarter million. They do a quarter million. They want to do half. They do half. They want to do million. They do million. They want to do five. On and on and on. And it never gets to the point where like, okay, I'm at 2.6 million and that's where I want to be. And God bless me, I'm done.
I can't do that.
Hold on. So I'm okay with that, but you just got to kind of get to what end, right? Because here's what people come to me, and it's such a heartbreaker. I want to kind of like a public service announcement, is they'll be doing $1.5 million and go, I hate my life. And I was making as much or more money at $500,000, working a third of the time with less headache, and now I've got this monster business. The top line got there, but I just want to kill myself and the business and everyone around me. Help.
Hey.
which is good for me because I can charge them a bunch of money, right? But not good for the community in that they're miserable. So I'm okay with you going, I want growth, but you got to have the why in terms of that. Like, is it time? Is it lifestyle? Is it freedom? Is it Ferraris? Is it giving? No judgment. Your why is your why, but you got to have that down first. Because here's what's going to happen. The larger we get as companies, as business owners, the more opportunities are presented to us. And when we're little, it's a lot of crappy opportunities and this one sucks the least. So I'm gonna go that way, which fine. As you get bigger, you get some really high quality, excellent opportunities presenting themselves to you. And the trick becomes now to five good choices to pick the one or two that's excellent or that really more specifically fits your goal. And what happens is we try and go three or four different directions at once to achieve this goal of getting bigger, but we forget about things like profit and the community that we wanted to build and the service that we want to do and maybe having a life outside of the business, and it all goes to the wayside. So I promise we're going to transition into the, all right, how do I do this, jerk, if my whys are all mine? But I just want to encourage you off air to really think through, what life do I want this business to create? So many of us get to be like, I'll do anything. I'll cut off my left arm. Time, money, passion, life force, whatever this business requires of me, I will give it as long as it grows. And then we never realize, I need something back. Go ahead.
I'm not looking to cut off my life force, honestly, but I am looking to grow. And it is true. You do get those opportunities presented to you more often. And, you know, I am definitely the person who says, I have five opportunities presented. I'm going to make all five work. You know, that's just how I'm like, you know, five work. Why not make seven work? That's just how I am. It's just, I have like this sickness and I can't, if I get a job, an opportunity, don't get me wrong. If it doesn't work, like I know it's never going to work. I'll try to not even show up for the estimate. Cause I'm like, you know, this is just, I don't have the time to dilly. I just don't have the time. But if it's a profitable situation for me, I'm going to try.
All right. So the big thing I'm going to get, and then we'll move right into, okay, how do I do this thing, is if you and I were one-on-one coaching, I'd probably spend 65% of my time with you personally in terms of, Mike, how can we make your business serve you? And why do you want all this stuff? And let's make sure at the end of the day, I've not served you at all. If you're at a million, you want me to get you to five, and we do that, but you're ready to wring my neck because you hate everybody, and even worse, everybody hates you. So again, we don't have to go through all that on the show, but that's my encouragement, is just be real clear as to your goals. So lifestyle as much as money, because there's always a different way to make a buck. But if you're just grinding, working 80 hours a week and you're miserable, that's not a fair trade from what I've heard people that come to me in the back end, like I'm a mess or even worse, I've got all this revenue and no income and I'm working three times as hard as I did. So just go ahead.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that. I mean, honestly, in the past, I've looked at gross over profit, but that's a big mistake. I think the most important thing you can ever do is look at your profit. Gross is a bunch of BS. Gross doesn't mean anything. Your profit is what's the most important thing and what's going to run your business.
Yeah, so many people, I think, kind of get that in their head. But then when you look at their calendar, what they actually do, their actions show that they have no clue about that. It's all about growth. So that said, keep that in mind as you're going forward. It's all about profit. And really, I'll take it a step further. It's not even about the profit. It's about, because again, nobody wants money. They want this thing that they think money will provide them, whether it's security or power or comfort or freedom or whatever. That's really what they want. So I would encourage you getting, that's the end. Like, do I want freedom? Do I want to just feel important by having this big business? What do I really want? Because if you're like, hey, I just want to make as much money with as little work as possible, expanding, probably not it. If you're like, hey, this is important to me and I feel good having a business in five states and whatever, and I've done that, then that's fine. Don't be ashamed of that, especially when you're just talking with yourself. Build a business that makes you feel good, for crying out loud. But just be real clear as to what you want and why you want it, so you're not on the wrong track. That said, let's talk about, now that I've chewed up all of our time on something that you didn't care about, let's talk about what you asked.
So, no, it's a good question. It's a good, why do you want that? I thought about that, you know, myself, just from our correspondence, you know, that being said, why or why not, you know? So I had to think about it. Yeah, why the hell do I want to do this? What the hell, why? You know, but no, I get it.
Yeah, and that is truly the foundation. Because again, no matter what you do, it's going to cost energy and fuel and time and risk and all that stuff. And if your why is not big enough, your actions will never, you know, when the going gets tough, you're like, I was just doing this because, you know, this thing, which really isn't that important. And now that it's going to cost this risk or this work or this headache, you know, maybe not so much. And you just want to have the discussion at the front end, not when you're halfway through it, it's too late. Okay. We're 14. We have got 6 minutes left and I haven't said nothing to answer anything that you want to talk about. So I'm going to go fast and it's your head may hurt, but we're going to get this thing done, brother. So
first, I'm not saying a word.
Okay. You can talk, but I'm going to go fast. So the first thing you got to identify is what pieces of your business are working that you want to export. So generally, I do it a little different when we're one-on-one coaching because one more time. So I'm going to pretend like that for a minute, that we're one-on-one coaching. First and foremost, if we've been through your why and we're both confident this expansion to a couple hundred miles, maybe a couple surrounding states is going to fit your why, the first thing I'm saying is, what assets do we have? What part of your business is scalable and exportable? So in any business, not just the cleaning business, there's three parts. There's the selling, which it sounds like you're pretty good at. There's the fulfilling of that product or service that you sold. And then there's accounting for it. So when you're like, well, do I need another office? Do I need step? What do I need? Generally in the cleaning business, and this isn't hard and fast, but generally the only piece of that that needs to be exported to another location is the operations, right? Your client attraction in terms of marketing and getting that messaging out and getting the phone to ring can be done at the single location, right? You might have
from
a single
anywhere.
Website. Yeah, from anywhere. Yeah. That doesn't need to be on site. We'll get to the sales part. That for residential, the sales part can even be done online. Commercial, which is what you do, not so much. But generally, the marketing aspect, not the sales, but the marketing aspect can be done from where you're at. The accounting aspect can generally be done from where you're at as well. The checks don't need to go to that office and deposit in that bank and then roll up. They can all just come to the same place. So you're really only exporting the operations piece of it. So what I'd want you to do is go through each of those pieces and say, what is totally locked and loaded and systematized and ready to duplicate, and what is not? The pieces that are on fire, like, oh my God, this is a mess, I personally handle it all the time, that's what I'd attack first. And that's a good thing to do whether you decide to work in other states or not, that you need to kind of work yourself out of the business. So I'd really walk through and spend some time with, what do you do on a day-to-day basis? And is it mostly working in the business in terms of I'm ordering rags and I'm locking up the door and I'm making schedules and I'm, talking to customer complaints and I'm on site? Those are, if you're doing a lot of that on the business or in the business stuff, we're going to have to transition you out of working in the business, working on the business, and then we can start duplicating. If you're already working on the business, it should be easy to kind of move those chess pieces, so to speak, in terms of, this is our marketing system. All we have to do is turn it on in another area. This is our sales system. We just have to train somebody else in that area to do it. This is our operations system. We can duplicate it. So the two things you really need to look at before you go forward is, how duplicatable are the systems I've got in place? And what are the things that I'm doing on a day-to-day basis? Can I get someone else to do those here? And then I can export it. But if I'm doing them all here, you can't expect someone else to do them there. Does that all make sense? I know it went real fast, but does that make sense?
No, I totally get it. It's the transitions that I've gone through over the years. So I get that. Okay, keep going. Sorry. No, I have to.
No, that's the big, again, we can't, that's such a big question. We can't dive super deep, but the big concept is, what do you have that, what, break your business down into those three parts: operations, sales and marketing, and accounting. Look at what is exportable, duplicatable, repeatable, scalable, and what isn't quite there yet. And you got to be brutally honest with yourself on this, because the market will be brutally honest for you if you don't. That's step one. And then step two is, go, what pieces of that pie do I do that I should perhaps not be doing? And that's mostly going to be in the operational side. If you've got inspectors and people that are hiring, and that kind of is spinning independently of you, that's you're well positioned to open up other areas or markets. If you're having to run a lot of that personally, especially eyeball to eyeball, face to face, you've got to make that transition out before you can expand what you're doing, because you physically just can't be in two places at once.
You get stuck. You just run out of time. It is what it is.
Yeah. And if you find yourself being too busy working more than 34 hours a week, we got to fix that problem. You know, if you're doing that 60 hours a week now, we got to fix that problem, because I promise you, you think, well, if I have two locations, that'll be twice as hard. Sadly, no, that's 4.5 times as hard. It's exponentially harder, exponentially more work, especially if you don't have systems that you can duplicate, than just having one. So prepare, take your time, go slow, make sure that you've got exportable, scalable pieces in your business that you can kind of, you know, expand with, and that you personally are working on the business and kind of doing high level stuff, not running around putting out fires, because now you've just got twice as many fires and twice as many locations. Great way to go insane.
Yeah, yeah. I try to get that part, you know, the putting out fires thing. I'll jump in when it's ultimately necessary, but I always try to have other people do that, whether it's the crew supervisor or someone in my office making phone calls. Once it's beyond the realm of what they can handle, or if I feel that it's, you know, like a key customer, important customer, where I have to make the appearance or make the phone call myself, I'll jump in. But I know what you mean. Yeah, you have to pull all those little pieces of myself apart, dissect it, and see how I can replicate it and kind of clone these little pieces of myself to make that work. Is that what you mean?
That's exactly what I mean. And from the brief conversation we've had now, we can talk a little more offline. I'd say you're probably 60-70% of the way there. So it's not like this is not even a possibility for you, but you're not ready yet. So I'd say, again, 60-70% of the way there, we'd have to talk specifically. But for you, for the audience, that's kind of the flow or the process that you're going to use to get from where you're at to where you want to be. That said, enough of me yakking. Let's hit the lightning round. I know you've got some good stuff to share with Cleaning Nation. I'm going to give you three quick questions. I have full confidence you're going to give me three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
This is going to sound kind of weird, but don't get fat. Like, obviously, health-wise, that's bad for you, but that's not what I mean. Don't get fat. Don't get satisfied. You know, I truly believe if this is just me, cause I like to achieve and grow, but I think satisfaction is just the enemy of success. Cause once you get to satisfied, you're never going to get higher. You're just never going to get higher. It is what it is. You stop there. You limited yourself.
Couldn't agree more. You said satisfaction is the enemy of success. I would tag on to that with good is the enemy of great. Kind of similar, same things, different words, but I couldn't agree more, my friend. Question two, what's the biggest mistake that you've made in the cleaning business that maybe the rest of us chuckleheads can learn from?
You have like another half an hour? I mean, one of the ones that sticks out in my head is sort of like overextending a crew geographically and labor-wise, where they, you know, they kind of said, you know, oh, I'm not going to tell Mike, but I'll bring my cousin in to do the job. And then it had disastrous results. So, you know, that's one of the biggest ones I think I've can remember, where I've kind of like closed my office door and not wanted to come out for a couple of hours.
Yeah, I can feel that. The whole like, I'm not getting enough hours, and you give them too much work and they're like, I quit. This is too much work. So I'm sure you've never dealt with that, Mike, but the rest of these people out here, you know, this is the world we're living in, buddy. All right. Question number three, what's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice today before their head hits the pillow that will improve their lives and or their businesses?
I'd have to say, treat every job like it's your first. You know, I have like this system of way that I kind of set up a job, and, you know, whether it's walkthroughs or, you know, follow ups and whatnot, it's a system, but I actually try to treat it like it's the first job. Show the customer how much you appreciate the business, that you're going to, you know, you're going to do everything you can for them, let them know you're there for them. And, you know, don't let that go, because jobs in this industry can come and go. Companies close down. I don't care what kind of retention rate you have. That's a bunch of BS, 99% retention rate. Customers shut down. They move. They do this. You have to always be make sure that you treat each one as if it's your first.
Gosh, hard to argue with. Treat your customers really well. That's fantastic advice. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for putting up with me. I appreciate you. I know the Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Mike's show notes page and, of course, get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.